Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October the 3rd, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Dorsey Wray. And taking a look at Friday's performance, mostly a negative one for many of the indices we follow on the video. Crude was down over 2%. Many U.S. equity indices were down over 1%, with the one exception being the Russell 2000, down just 61 basis points there. And the only thing we see in positive territory is gold, up 24 basis points. Coming on over to that 25-point per box chart of the S&P 500, we saw that with Friday's action, it broke a double bottom here, giving that second consecutive sell signal at 3,600. Still keeping an eye on support from the latter part of 2020 that at 3550 as well as 3520. Again, that dating back to the latter part of action in 2020. Somewhat interesting to look at the chart of the Russell 2000, as we've seen a lot of the large cap indices like the S&P 500 take out their prior June lows and continue to give sell signals as well. But Russell 2000 continues to hold its June low here at 1660. So something interesting of note, if it falls below 1640, that will be a spread triple bottom break there, and bring us to levels we haven't seen since November, early part of November of 2020. But also interesting to note that it still continues to hold that 1660 support there. Looking at the chart of crude oil, not much impact, even though it was down over 2%. A reversal down would recur at 79. A third consecutive sell signal would also occur with a move below 76, but not really changing the picture of crude oil too much. We did see the TNX chart give its first sell signal since July after stringing off a number of buy signals here in August as well as September. And at this point on the final trading day of September, saw it break a double bottom here at 3.7%. So seeing somewhat of an exhale out of rates as that first sell signal on that TNX chart comes into play. We did want to spend a little bit of time on the asset class group scores page this morning, as first thing of note is that we saw the money market percentile rank move above 90%. We also saw the U.S. money market group move back above the score of 3 for the first time since 2020. And actually, when we look at the money market percentile rank, we are above 90% for the first time since March of 2008. That was the last time that we saw a reading of the money market percentile rank north of 90%. And when you overlay that with the S&P 500, core S&P 500 group rank, you've now seen these two cross above, meaning money market is scoring above that core S&P 500 group for the first time since the latter part of 2018, early part of 2019. But at that point, we only saw money market percentile rank get about to the 80% level before topping out and turning lower. And again, this is the first time we've seen a reading of money market percentile rank above 90% since that early part of 2009. So interesting to see all this transpiring at this time, especially with that increased money market percentile rank. We're also seeing, from the indicator standpoint, looking at the weekly distribution for the S&P 500 WDSPX, it's fallen now near the 70% level. This is where we saw it fall to back in June, as it is a fairly oversold territory when you see 70% on the WDSPX, last time being back in June. And then from there, the last time we saw a reading below 70% on the WDSPX was in 2020 as well. So seeing a very oversold condition for the market, as we're also seeing cash move above that 90th percentile. So still seeing very defensive and oversold conditions in the near term right now. But as we see some action transpire through the week, we will bring you updates to any of these things that we just brought to you from Friday's action. And as always, if you have any questions about the video or particular position or strategy you may be thinking or looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to the week.